Peggy Smart was 90% sure it was Monday. She squinted at the days printed on her medication pack. What an ingenious invention. Thanks to the individual bubble, she never forgot to take her pills. And more importantly, she never missed Brian. Armed with a fresh cup of tea, Peggy took up her usual vantage position. She cradled the steaming brew and waited. He was late this morning. She felt a wrinkle in her optimism. What if she'd missed him? What if he'd left already? It would be another 24 hours before she could watch him stride to his car, striped beach towel draped around his shoulders. Peggy turned to the sugar bowl for consolation. She swirled another spoonful of comfort into her tea before returning to the kitchen window. To her surprise, there he was, standing on the footpath holding a newspaper. He glanced up at the window. To Peggy's astonishment, Brian Cornell smiled and waved. Startled, Peggy slopped hot tea onto her slippers. She grasped the windowsill for support. He'd seen her. What's more, he'd waved. Months of doubt evaporated, leaving Peggy with a heady sense of possibility. She stole another peek from behind the nets. This time the footpath was empty. Brian and his Morning Herald were gone. Her disappointment, however, was tinged with exhilaration. That wave, however fleeting, signified a turning point in their budding relationship. Smiling, she lined up Monday's tablets on the striped tablecloth, a tiny army of chemical soldiers waging war on the passing years. She still had bottles of Ted's pills in the cupboard, but couldn't bring herself to dispose of perfectly good medication. The heartburn tablets might come in handy for digestive emergencies. The prostate pills were a different matter. She really should return those to the pharmacy. Unless Brian had a thick prostate. Peggy pushed away an image of him silhouetted in the bathroom light. There was no point pretending life was perfect. At their age, relationships always came with extra packaging. The first of the tablets disappeared with a swig of extra sweet tea. She took a bite of toast and opened her calendar. It was last year's Christmas present from her grandchildren, each month bearing a different photograph of young Emily and Sam having fun without her. But Peggy Smart knew better than to complain. There was no point upsetting the apple tart where family were concerned. Peggy flipped through the calendar to October. There was a lovely photo of Sam and Emily collecting eggs on a farm with her daughter-in-law's parents. Oh, goody. A whole month to remind her of her place in the pecking order. Peggy debated blacking out Geraldine's front teeth and drawing Mike a moustache. But that would be childish for a woman of 79.